Hi, my name is Kostas Fimerelis and my call sign is SV1DH. I started to be active on 6 meters using a special license in 1980 during my PhD thesis when I commenced to explore the evening type of transequatorial propagation between Europe and Africa from 28 up to 432 MHz. During that period, I was the only station active on 6 meters from Greece and between few others from all over Europe. My first experience on 6 meters was with South Africa and Southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, stations, since during the peak of cycle 21, very strong openings occurred daily, all afternoon and early evening hours. From the African side, two very dedicated amateurs and very good friends later, Zere 6 Papa Whiskey and ZT2JV, helped me on this effort, building special, precise time pulsing beacons on 28, 50, 144 and 432 MHz. During the morning hours, when TEP was not existing, I was listening for F2 propagation to other directions using a poor 4-element modified television antenna and 10 watts transverter without any results until, on my big surprise, I heard and worked Guam Kilo Golf 6 Juliet Delta X-ray in November 1981. This first amazing experience drove me into the magic 6-meter world and progressively to become a fanatic user of this band for the next 33 years and 4 solar cycles. During this long period, I experienced all possible propagation modes like afternoon type transequatorial propagation, evening type transequatorial propagation, multi-hop F2, over short and long path, multi-hop sporadic E, ionoscatter and troposcatter, all except aurora. Most impressive openings for me were the long path only to Hawaii Kilo Hotel 6 and American Samoa Kilo Hotel 8 with strong and clean signals during the morning window and weak flattery signals during the evening one, 12 hours later, without any intermediate signals from Africa. Also impressive openings were the long path ones to Japan over South America, with weak signals and after all South American stations were vanished. Finally, I should mention the very rare 2 times over the 33 years only, short path openings to Fiji 3 Delta 2 via multi-hop F2, as well the rare ones to Eastern Caroline Islands, Kilo Charlie 6 now T8, and more often to Marshall Islands V7. During the low solar activity years, with the enhanced multi-hop sporadic propagation, became soon easy to reach Caribbean Sea with many small islands entities as well USA and Canada. It is interesting to mention here that I never ever heard West Coast and Alaska via short or long path multi-hop F2 propagation, but this was finally accomplished by multi-hop sporadic E and with strong and clean signals. Progressively over the years, the noisy 6-meter environment of my main QTH in Athens became useless for weak signal reception, and recently I installed a bigger antenna array and a remote control station at my summer QTH east of Athens, overlooking the sea to Asia and Pacific. Unfortunately, the recent poor solar cycle limited the 6-meter DX openings to weak ionoscatter mode only, and all F2 propagation expectations to Asia and Pacific never materialized so far. The over the 33 years of my 6-meter operation gave me real great times in exploring various propagation modes from Athens, and also great fun with my good 6-meter friends all over the world. My overall monthly archival propagation reports for the period of 1990 to 2014 are recently uploaded to Dropbox and Box for free use of any amateur and research purpose. My recent terrestrial-only 6-meter entity score is 248, with a maximum of 249 for all active SV stations. Except the entities worked, several others were also only heard, like Fox Kilo, Papa 2, Fox Whiskey, Victor Papa 6, and Antarctica. That's all. Wishing you good DX to you all and on this magic band. 73s, Kostas.